This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, good shout out coming to Moms for Liberty. Way to go, Moms for Liberty. Berkeley County, South Carolina. This reads, accountability arrived, or was it a political witch hunt? It depends on whether one talks to the former board chair who got pushed out in last week's election, or the new members elected by angry parents in the district. Way to go, Moms for Liberty. I will tell you this. We've tried to contact Moms for Liberty many times. They don't return our phone calls. They're part of a whole consortium of moms. And it was frustrating to me because, you know, we try to partner. If we're coming somewhere, we tell people things like this. They wouldn't return our phone calls. But what I will tell you is this. Whether they did or they didn't, they deserve praise for what they did. And you know what? If you're too busy to return my phone call because you are busy overturning a leftist school board and doing what you accomplished, congratulations. Because let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I know many groups that never accomplished something as simple as this. Now, I will tell you, our team, we helped 5 people get selected to the school board. I'm proud of that. But we didn't overturn any. We didn't do this. We're working to get to this level where we're doing this all over the country. But this group did it. I'm reading this article. In 2 hours, the new board fired the district superintendent, their attorney, and banned critical race theory in schools. They say it caused an uproar among some community members. Well, good for them. Cause an uproar. And see, we're focused on senators and governors and things like that, and we should be. There's no question about it. But see, this little thing, this little ripple in the fabric of the matrix is a real problem for the Democrats. Because if they can't keep keeping kids stupid, if they can continue to indoctrinate kids, that generation is gone. I mean, look, folks. Look at this generation of the woke kids. Is this really what you want the world to become, what America to become, this woke generation? I mean, I think about the smallest things that upset them. And it drives me crazy. I'm thinking these kids could not survive my childhood. I don't know many of them that could. Not that my childhood was bad. But my childhood required discipline. My childhood required accountability. I had chores. I had responsibility. I was trained to be an adult, and not in the best way all the time. I'll freely admit, my grandparents didn't know what they didn't know. And neither do you as a parent. But what you do know is that you do have to have these things. That you give your kids chores. You have to let them make mistakes. You have to let them grow. You teach them how to drive, right? At 15, 14 years old, you're teaching your kid, 15 certainly when their learner's permit, you're teaching them how to drive. Why? Because you know eventually you can't be driving them around. One of my buddies, he said, I told my son, because you have to wait 6 months after they get their learner's permit for them to actually be able to get a driver's license. He said, we timed it. His family timed it so that when he got his regular driver's license, he's chauffeuring his siblings around. He goes, he doesn't know. This guy's name is Tony. He goes, my son doesn't understand. He's getting the job. Soccer dad is over. Go pick your sister up. Go take your brother here. You know, he goes, he's going to be a chauffeur. And I get it. I mean, I got my youngest here. I can't wait to where I'm not doop-doop taking, Dad, are you going to pick me up? Dad, are you taking me to the gym? Dad, are you taking me? Dad. No. Daddy's gone. Pretend you don't have a daddy. It should be easy, right? He's a black kid. Oh, my goodness. So they fired the district's first black superintendent. I didn't mention he was black earlier, but he is black.
Yep.
Now they're going to look at what books should be banned from the school. In addition, the board voted to replace the chair with a person named Mac McQuillan, a local attorney and one of the board members backed by Moms for Liberty. Yep. But guess what they did after they fired the first black superintendent? They hired the second black superintendent to replace him. Now, NBC didn't put that in the article until way down. Yeah. See, I set you up. Because many of you are like, ooh, they really got some guts to fire a black superintendent. Yeah, they did. They had some guts and they fired him. But they replaced him with another black dude. But this black dude thinks like conservative black folks. So they call the firings a travesty. The dissenting board member, Yvonne Bradley, claimed that the people who elected the new board were being fooled by it. And then she walked out of the meeting. He said, were the voters fooled, however? Or did they vote for this precise outcome? After all, Moms for Liberty pointed out afterwards, this is precisely the agenda on which the board members ran. Now, what did they do? What did Moms for Liberty do? Moms for Liberty selected six candidates to run for school board in Berkeley County. And what they did was they flipped it in favor of, you ready? Here's what their radical agenda was. They wanted people who valued parental rights. Four of the candidates, including McQuillan, who they made the chair, he was an incumbent, while two others who were new to the board promised more, you ready for this? Curriculum transparency and fiscal responsibility. And finally, put a stop on the woke agenda. You want to know what the woke agenda is? The woke agenda says, I don't have to teach your kids anything that they're actually going to need in college or in life. So, Moms for Liberty, kudos. Kudos to you. Like I said, you don't need many examples to show what it takes to get it done. This was a group of women who got together and said, enough is enough. And they took care of business. And I want to highlight them. As I said, we put phone calls into them to work with them on different things. They've been busy. I forgive them for not returning our phone calls. Moms for Liberty should be lauded, and I hope that you will reach into your pockets and give them some money, folks. They deserve it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Going to go into a lot more detail about this FTX story. By the way, there's a ton of stuff going on in the news. We'll talk about a lot of it. And as I like to remind people, all these stories meld together. If you go back and listen to my show from 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, the metaphors remain the same. Take whatever you want out of this. It all points back to how leftism is evil. It's just flat-out evil. We just talked about this school board overhaul. Great job for the Moms for Liberty doing something to change it at the base level. Because let me tell you, at the top, it's nothing but corruption. The FTX. Here's what the Wall Street Journal reported, that in October of 2018, FTX raised $420 million from a range of well-known investors in order to improve user experience and increase the firm's reach and establish a better relationship with regulators.
That was the goal of that raise. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm now in the midst of these types of things. We're looking to raise, as an example, $1 to $2.5 million for various business entities that we're involved in. If I were on the left, I can guarantee you, right now, I could put a zero on those two numbers I just gave you. I could raise between $10 million and $25 million. And I would do it with no sweat. No sweat. I flew to Florida to talk to some investors about they wanted me to join and run one of their companies. And they said to me, well, Kevin, of course, you'll get a salary. You'll be CEO, blah, blah, blah. We're looking to raise. And they gave me the number. And I was like, in my opinion, I was like, that's a bit of a high valuation considering there's no profit. And they went on to explain how, if it's a tech play, it's not about profit. It's about, you know, what you can build it to. And I get all that. I understand. Let me put it this way. When you watch Shark Tank and they come in with this high valuation of their, you know, because people have passion for their product. And they say, well, what are your sales for the last year? I've sold $100,000. Well, why are you putting a $5 million valuation? Well, it's because it's a great idea. Yeah, it is. But you haven't realized it yet and you want to get our money to do it, blah, blah, blah. So you get it. And I do understand that there are ideas out there that are mega, mega million-dollar ideas. I happen to have a couple, thankfully. And you do need the support of other people. There's no question about that. But most of the time, the sharks are right. It's overvalued. And it's a nice little side hustle for you, but it's not for them. They need bigger fish to fry. But anyway, going back to leftists, if they have a sinister objective for you, and that's exactly what was going on with FTX, you can say that they put the word out on the street, give these guys money because they're going to increase the firm's reach and establish a better relationship with regulators, and I'll be a son of a gun, folks, if they didn't do it. So in October of 2018, they did their raise. They raised $420 million for this ingenue, a guy that knows nothing about, he's a tech guy who was experimenting in crypto. There were already good crypto plays out there. Ask yourself this, if Bitcoin existed, Ethereum, these are the two biggest names in crypto, I believe. Certainly Bitcoin is the founder of it, the father, the grandfather, the grandpoopah of crypto. Why wouldn't you just go in with them? Why would you start this new fledgling outfit run by this MIT kid who knows nothing? He's wet behind the ears, as we say. Kevin, he's 30 years old. He's a grown man. Yeah, well, I tell you what. Look at the outcome. Watch Zuckerberg, if you want to know. Watch the fall of these guys that supposedly know it all. Jack Dorsey got out of Twitter at the right time. He took his millions of dollars and said, I'm done. He was a fluke and a fraud. Anyway, they said this guy cashed out with $300 million. He took three-quarter of the money, almost, of what was raised. Of the $420 million, $300 million went to Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the exchange. They said the cash out was large even by Silicon Valley startup world standards, where such sales were historically considered unacceptable as they allowed founders to profit, ready for this, before investors. According to Bankman-Fried, he bought out rival Binance's stake in FTX a few months prior to the transaction and reimbursed investors part of the money he had spent. Okay, great. So they raise $420 million. He takes $300 million of it. Then the $120 million that's left, he says, you know what? Here's a little bit of yours back. Sounds like a scam to me. Even Silicon Valley recognized it. But you know what? He was protected. They say, the agreement provides an insight into how funds were transferred between Bankman-Fried and the numerous companies he oversaw while the crypto exchange grew. Bankman-Fried used his various companies as a funding stream that provided the money for a number of philanthropic donations and political donations to Democrats, as well as the purchase of shares in the stock trading platform Robinhood Markets. Now, Bankman-Fried's business dealings are under scrutiny as part of the bankruptcy of FTX and his investment firm Alameda Research. FTX, which allegedly lent customer funds to Alameda, is now facing a funding gap of approximately $8 billion, according to FTX's new CEO, John Ray. Do you think these people are ever going to see their money? No, and let me tell you. The only people I feel sorry for are the little folks that got caught up in this. The big people that lose their money, I hope they all go bankrupt. I hope karma gives them exactly what they deserve. But don't expect it. These people hedge their bets. They go on to say this. This process is going to involve comprehensive, transparent, and deliberate investigation into claims against Mr. Samuel Bankman-Fried and other co-founders of his company. But here's what he went on to say that I thought was interesting. He said that the bankruptcy filing highlighted the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals. I found that part of this story really interesting. The new CEO, John Ray, those are the comments he made. See, what's happening, folks, in America is these youngsters, these Gen Zers, believe they have it all. They know how to do it. They can get there faster than anybody. And look at the Zuckerbergs of the world, the ruthlessness in which they go after stuff. Where they steal their companies, they get the Democrats to play along with them, and then eventually, time catches up. Capitalism says, no, you got to come up with a little better idea than this, or it's not going to work. We got more on this when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday. Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as a number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. A memorial service is being held Tuesday for one of the victims among the four University of Idaho students brutally murdered. Family members and friends gathered in Mount Vernon, Washington to pay respects for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin. Police haven't recovered the murder weapon and warn the killer is still on the loose. President Biden and the First Lady will be spending their Thanksgiving once again in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a story that most shocked very many people. And I was talking to Melissa about this, and she said, I suspected this when the story first broke, and this has to do with FTX. Now, in full disclosure, this story was in Russian TV, www.rt.com. And it's titled, FTX Money Laundering Ukraine Democrats. So Google that under RT, and you'll find this story. I want people to know where you're going to get it. But I was reading it, and the first thing that hit my mind, again, late to the party, because Melissa said she already suspected it. But given that she's an accountant, you know, she's ahead of the game with me on that one. But here's the story. FTX was a laundry for billions we kept sending to Ukraine over the years. FTX would move the money in crypto. So it wasn't the banking sphere with all its annoying records of financial transactions. And the 30-year-old punk, I'm reading this, these are not my words, who ran FTX made the working assumption that his enterprise would always increase in value. So he got sloppy and moved too much and spent too much and then got caught in a big downturn while he still has lots of making up to do, i.e., while he still had investors' accounts which were empty, but they didn't know that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Melissa said these guys might be smart in terms of building tech, but they're dumb in running companies. And she looked at the books, all the stuff that you could look at publicly, and said these guys were buying homes and financing vacations and all kinds of stuff with FTX money. They commingled it as if it was just like a little honeypot for them to do whatever they wanted to do. And I think that's what she was saying, is that, you know, they may be smart in tech, but they're dumb in the governance. You know, you have to have governance. You have boards of directors. You have people that say, you can't do that. You can't be going out buying Ferraris and throwing parties and, you know, making it rain in gentlemen's clubs. I don't know if they did any of that, but I'm just saying, whatever they did, you can't do it like they did it. But here's what I know about leftism and guys like SBF, I think's the guy's name. They don't They really did everything they could to insulate themselves from worrying about the money going away. And this guy writes, the 30-year-old WizKid had never seen a downturn. He didn't think crypto would ever have a downturn. He considered himself a genius and glommed onto the Democratic Party early on, donating tens of millions and becoming part of their money machine. He joined the elite. Now, I talked about this before. I said, if you're going to pick a party to do this with, the Democrats are the perfect people to do it, because once, and not that the Republicans are immune, but Republicans will look at it and go, okay, it looks good now. It's a lot of money now. Woohoo, baby. But I got to remember the consequences. I got to remember this can embarrass me in front of my grandchildren. I got to remember this might embarrass me at the Harvard Club. See, it's like a Bernie Madoff scenario where, you know, everybody wants to be associated with Bernie until it's time not to be associated with Bernie. But do you know how many people he embarrassed? How many people went to family and friends and said, hey, this is my guy. He practically prints money. And they vouch for him. And now they can't even hold their heads up high because most of them are destitute. They're broke. Bernie, stole $50 billion. It was a lot of money. Well, same thing with this guy. Luckily, they stopped him. Can you imagine how big this Ponzi scheme could have gotten? How many other patsies? I mean, we already talked about Brady and Giselle. Did this lead to their breakup? I don't know, but it didn't help. And what's the guy's name? The little big mouth fist up guy that plays for the... what's his name? Steph Curry. He's involved in it. Big names, man. Jake Paul. Some of these guys were so secure in how much money they were going to have, they put all their... We talked about this a few days ago. They put all their... Pay me in this. Pay me in crypto. I'm good to go. A lot of people. But see, that's how... As you think about Jeffrey Epstein... How was he able to get away having an island where he would take kids, young girls, who maybe boys, who knows, and just make a sexual island? A rich person's, a rich leftist playground for all their sexual deviance and indulgences. Nobody says a word. Harvey Weinstein. When you think of SBF and FTX, this company and its 30-year-old WizKid MIT founder, just think of Harvey Weinstein getting away with it for decades. This guy got away with it for a few years. But if he had been allowed to go decades, oh my gosh, he'd own the world. He said now he's fleeing justice. They're investigating him in the United States. They're investigating him in the Bahamas. And you can bet there are other investigations either happening or pending. He didn't protect his assets because he didn't have any assets to protect. He's got margin calls. Now he's got to sell everything as people try to recover their losses. And look, I sympathize when people invest hard-earned money. It's the Madoff thing is a tragedy because with Madoff, it was family and friends. Once you made a little money, you told your buddies, oh, man, you got it. This guy, I tell you, you got to do it. Many, many, many dozens, if not hundreds, maybe thousands of people were ruined by Madoff. In this deal, only a few really, you know, the Democrats are the ones who are really taking it here. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm sure there are people that bought the stock. I don't know. He goes on and says a lot of people got hurt. The market, ordinary retirees, pension holders, small investors trying to get larger, etc. But he says the real damage is done to people who get into the system to try to improve their lives, who work hard to have anything to invest at all, who depend on the honesty and the decency of all the other players to keep them safe while they try to realize their dreams. Let me just say this. If you know everything that I know about the stock market and what Pelosi and team does and how these people manipulate and the people above them who are manipulating them, We think we have legislators, people who care. Let me tell you what we have. We have people who sell us out. They get rich, but the people that are really pulling the strings get filthy, stinking rich. And this kid here, SBF, he wanted to become one of those players. And now they're wondering, did he do something here to take this thing to beyond? I mean, I'm still going over the regular stuff. What was he really doing for the Democrats? What was he setting up? Think about how ingrained he became. See, this is not just the work of a 30-year-old. This is the work of the people who said, we can use this guy, and we can do what we need to do to make things work in our favor. And thus, all these Ukrainian slush funds start to appear. Your money, your tax dollars. So, look, I don't know how it works. Because I haven't bought crypto. I tried to buy Ethereum one time when it was down to like $700 and it went up to $1,100. And Melissa got mad at me. Why didn't you get it? I go, I couldn't get it. I called the brokers and nah. And I probably would have made money on it. I mean, I would have in that transaction for sure. But I mean, would I have left it? You know, because the joke on crypto is you're rich today, then you're broke the next day, then you're rich again the next day, and you're broke the next day. You know, do you keep it? Do you sell it? Well, if it's a typical investment, you'd want to keep it a while, right? Let it grow even bigger. But now the question is, people are asking themselves, is this dark money? They're supposed to support the good guys, right? These guys formed a nonprofit, supposedly, crypto nonprofit that was going to go to help Ukraine. Here's what they said. FTX launched crypto donation platform Aid for Ukraine in March, setting itself up as a central clearinghouse for all cryptocurrency donations to Kiev's war effort. While the exchange was supposed to route those donations to the National Bank of Ukraine, the report suggests that it funneled at least some of the money back to the U.S. through political donations. Would that surprise any of us? I'm going to guess and say no. So when you think about the fact, look, these guys are directly involved with Ukraine. We have a president whose son, a fake president, whose son is directly involved with the Ukraine. We have a fake president who talked about Ukraine and he's sending millions and millions of dollars and stuff to it. There's more to the story, right? I don't think a 30-year-old guy is the only one involved here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Was SBF the Wunderkind who started the company FTX, now defunct company, I should say? Is he a patsy? Is he the fall guy for a bigger, more sinister plot to launder money back to the Democratic Party? I tell you what, it would not surprise me one bit. And here's what I can guarantee you. If Trump had his little fingers in this in any way, if he were president and this money were going to the Republican Party, you can bet the media would be all over it.
But they ain't saying nothing about this right now. This is like Joe Biden's 80th birthday. No one wants to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Forget about it. Forget about it.
Nobody wants to talk about it. FTX. Billions moving, I don't know, they say it's billions moving of crypto. And no, the transactions you can't find. By the way, did you know FTX, when they would send out emails, it was auto-delete? So in other words, once the email was sent and you read it, poof, it disappeared into the ether. That's only one of the things that they did. They used mostly a chat service. And the chat service, they when they were talking about trades and things like that, they didn't use lingo like accept the trade or make the trade or whatever. They just did emojis. They left it. They ran the place very cryptic. I guess if you're running a cryptocurrency that's run by criminals that's funneling money into Ukraine and then kicking it back to the Democratic Party, you might want to keep some, you know, keep some, you know, not keep good records. So that's what they did. And you'll hear more about it. I'm giving you little tidbits I've heard, but I suggest you look into it for yourself. The Ukrainian government had already received over $60 million in crypto donations as of March. Now, this is when FTX set up their aid to Ukraine non-profit or whatever to get money in and out of Ukraine through crypto. They said FTX did not publish the amounts subsequently taken in, but other fundraising campaigns on Kiev's behalf have been hugely successful. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill raised enough funds to buy 500 drones in a single month, as an example. Now, drones are not cheap, folks. We're talking about, these are not like little drones that you fly around your house type drones. We're talking about very expensive drones. He said, whatever funds the exchange had under management have presumably evaporated with the rest of its assets due to an alleged hack last week. And the exchange, of course, filed for bankruptcy last week. But the resulting chaos has sent the crypto market spiraling. Now, I'm going to say this. The crypto markets will be around because the Democrats are going to be attacking certain industries and people are going to say, I'm going to put my money here. So in other words, Bitcoin, Ethereum, maybe a couple of others may survive. I don't know. It's like anything else. There's always one or two. Then there'll be 50 and it'll reconsolidate down to probably three. And that'll be it. They go on to say this. In addition to bankrolling political campaigns, SBF, Bankman-Fried, spent millions lobbying to shape cryptocurrency regulations, and Democrats responsible for this were particular targets for his largesse, and he is under investigation by that same agency for moving $10 billion in client assets off FTX to his hedge fund, Alameda Research. The pure scale of these things is amazing to me. $10 billion in client assets from FTX to his hedge fund, Alameda Research. Now, are they going to shut that down? Are they going to go grab that money too? I don't know. Here's what I do know. If he's got $10 billion in there, it's going to hurt some fat cats. There's some people pretty scared. They say while Bankman-Fried's private jet has been tracked to Argentina, the disgraced billionaire insisted that he was still in the Bahamas. But let's go back to his potential for being a fundraising or a, you know, an arm of the, you know, getting money into Ukraine. They go on to say Bankman-Fried tweeted November 5th that he was a significant donor to both Democrats and Republicans. And I'm going to make this distinction because I want to show you just how they try to split hairs. This was a PolitiFact fact check on whether or not he was involved in all this different stuff. FEC reports confirm that Bankman-Fried has donated money to candidates from both parties, although the bulk of the donations have appeared to go to the Democratic candidates and Democratic-leaning PACs. Now, here it is. $27 million to Protect Our Future PAC, which mostly supports Democratic candidates, $6 million to the House Majority PAC, which supports Democratic House candidates. You ready for the donations to the Republicans? FEC reports show Bankman-Fried gave $45,000 to the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and $105,000 to Alabama Conservative Funds, Alabama Conservatives Fund. So, $33 million I just talked about to two Democratic PACs, and $150,000 to Republicans. A tweet from Mikhailo Fedorov, the Ukraine's vice prime minister and the nation's minister of digital transformation, announced the site on March 14th and described it. We're talking about their fundraising site for Ukraine, aid for Ukraine, described it as a beautiful joint initiative of the country's Ministry of Digital Transformation in partnership with FTX and Everstake, a blockchain staking platform in Ukraine. Staking platforms let users earn rewards on their cryptocurrency deposits by committing them to a blockchain network. What they're saying there is, if you will say, we're going to leave this money inside of the network to be used as barter, so to speak, then we'll give you some money back. That's how you build the value of the system there. But what this amounts to, folks, is a joint venture between FTX and Ukraine. How do you think you make that happen? Do you believe that you make that happen as a 30-year-old dude from MIT, or do you think there's some intervention from the big guy? And I'm not talking about the one upstairs. I'm talking about America's big guy. The website has a banner headline that reads, "Help Ukraine with crypto. Don't leave us alone with the enemy." Powered by Everstake, FTX, and Kuna. Kuna is the cryptocurrency exchange in Ukraine. The donation site's URL, which got changed on November the 1st, in a move aid for Ukraine said was unrelated to FTX developments. Do you believe that? As of November the 15th, aid for Ukraine said it had raised more than $60 million, and the bulk of that donor support appears to have been generated early in the conflict. That little piece I just read came from the Washington Post. The money raised on the site is used to buy military and other equipment, according to a detailed listing of spending on the website. Do you realize that you cannot provide, the only thing you're supposed to be able to provide a country are non-lethals? You're not going to hear much about that. A press release from Everstake announcing the partnership in March said that aid for Ukraine is cooperating with the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which converts crypto funds received into a flat government-issued currency and sends the donations to the National Bank of Ukraine. Now I'm going to make you a bet that there's a fee for transfer, for converting. And part of that money, if you wanted to go look at it, if you were to take the digital footprint of how things got done, I'll make you a bet that that money went back to the Democrats. Every shekel, every lira, every Deutschmark, every euro, you name it, it went back to the Democrats. But they want you to believe that this 30-year-old wunderkind, the whiz kid, he's the one who did it. He structured all this deal. And interestingly, as I reported before, people like Dick Durbin and Kirsten Gillibrand, others who took money from him are now going, you know, we're going to give the money back because we no longer want to be associated with them. But they're not going to give that money back in those packs. They've been money laundering. The Democrats will do whatever it takes to get power and to keep power. And if they use a guy like him, this patsy, he's willing to do it because he's living the high life. But something had to dramatically go wrong for the Democrats to have to turn on him. But they have turned on him.
Put it- putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.